Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The spring equinox is just around the corner and the garden is ready to bud. Go to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations. And if you're a garden member, get your special member pre-sale tickets for the Soar Butterfly Exhibit opening April 1st. Then tie up your shoes, grab a mask, and head to the garden. The splendor of the garden as we head into spring begins even before you drive onto the grounds. The beautiful Japanese flowering cherry trees in glorious pink can be seen along the garden boundary from Crenshaw Boulevard. There's one that's a sentinel at the garden gate, dressed in a lovely blizzard of pink bloom. Also beginning to bloom furiously along the drive up to the parking lot is the clivia or natal lily bed. There are orange, yellow, and bright red blooms all mixed up in the bed just to the left as you drive up the rise. And the pink trumpet trees in the parking lot proper are heavy with bloom, giving a bit of shade to the aloe blooming just below them. As you walk through the atrium entrance and head to the right to spend a minute at the koi pond, you will notice a bed of beautiful purple-colored iris. These flowers have a long history dating back to ancient Greek and Egyptian times. They were popularized by an Egyptian pharaoh that conquered Syria, where iris were found growing wild, and then by the Greeks who planted them on the tombs of women so that the goddess Iris would find these women and take them to heaven. Throughout history, these flowers have been associated with wisdom, faith, and bravery. There are more than 260 members of the iris plant family, and as you leave the Japanese garden, you can see the African iris blooming in the borders between the children's garden and the geometric beds of tulips. This may be a much smaller blossom, but the plants are prolific bloomers. The geometric beds of giant tulips are still a wonderful backdrop for your pictures, or you can bypass the geometric tulip beds and head down the garden path to the children's garden. Just along the right side is a blooming Texas mountain laurel. This plant can get as tall as 30 feet, but it's a very slow grower and it may remain a bush forever. It blooms with fragrant violet blue clusters of small flowers. The children's garden also has sporty little bunches of yellow-orange calendula flowering throughout. This is a hardy and edible plant in the daisy family and will spread itself about by reseeding generously each season. If you look behind you from the children's garden, you can see over the geometric tulip beds to the construction going on behind them. This will be the Soar Butterfly Exhibit opening on April 1st. If you're a garden member, you may get your special pre-sale tickets now. As you head into the demonstration garden beds, you can't help but be struck again by the gorgeous Japanese flowering cherry trees. They are just coming into bloom and look a bit like cotton candy on branches. If you walk throughout the whole garden and go through the rare fruit orchard, you will see the peach tree there in bloom. In Phoebe's Meadow, the peach trees are a flaming hot pink, and near Memorial Meadow is a peach tree with a light pink, hot pink, and variegated blooms all on one tree. A couple of things to look for along the right side of Tram Road on your way to the rare fruit orchard is the lovely orange eochroma at the corner of the service yard road. Then the Mexican lily, just sending up flower spikes. The prostrate acacia, which is along Tram Road and on the hillside at the overlook, and the Hong Kong orchid tree. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.